Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. You've chosen to listen to another roughly hour-long episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern, or as I call it, 120 taps of that little circly arrow that jumps things forwards by 30 seconds. And remember, according to popular legend, if you start a Magic Tavern episode at the exact same moment you begin playing your Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark original cast recording, you'll hear Adol make an unneeded pun right alongside the sound of a stunt double falling off the third mezzanine and onto Julie Taymor. So, as they say before every episode of the Freakonomics podcast, let's sort of have fun. Sit back and enjoy the show.
I can't believe in all these years, I haven't ridden a horse until now.
This is your first time on horseback?
This is your first time on a horse?
Yeah, and I even bought a horse, I think.
Oh, yeah, from that used horse salesman.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got a lemon.
Why? Well, that was just like an extra. It came with a lemon.
Oh, for the horse. To feed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope that my horse that I purchased, Chode, I hope that he is well and safe after escaping the Vermilion Minotaur and the town of Hogsface. I often think of whatever may have happened to poor Chode.
And I wonder what happened to my horse. I can't remember his name. Guys, we should write stuff down more.
You don't remember your horse's name?
No, I want to say his name was
Francis.
Maybe it was Francis, or maybe his name was like Honks, or
I'll be honest, I don't remember my horse's name either, but in my defense, I think I bought that horse and then didn't interact with it for a second after, like buying something at a convenience store and leaving it on the counter and forget just walking out.
Yeah, we didn't need those horses at all.
We didn't move for years.
I want to say Bunker Johnson? No.
That's close.
Flaunt?
Flaunt.
Ooh. Was that it?
I don't know, but that's a good name for a horse.
No, Chun, I think you're thinking of the horses we're riding right now, Bunker Johnson and Flaunt.
Oh, yes. Man, my memory is fucked. Arnie, I will say, as you continue to ride these horses, mm-hmm. and if you ever ride another horse in the future, sure. What you really need to do is, like, get your body into it. So you can't be passive while riding a horse. You have to really time your bounces.
Okay. I gotta be honest, I don't have a lot of rhythm.
Oh, well, maybe you can snap your finger while you ride.
Okay.
Okay, it's making it worse. You can barely snap. Okay.
Don't, yeah. I think he might fall off. Stop that.
Yeah, stop. Grab the reins again. Grab the reins. No, don't grab at the rein. Grab the reins.
The rein is like a week past. It's hard to grab at it.
No, don't blame it on the rein.
You know, I've been a horse before, Arnie.
Yo, yeah?
Yeah, and even when I'm in a badger form, I feel like you won't ride me. How come you never get on my back for a chunty back ride? A badger back ride?
I don't know. I think I like to leave my riding separate from my friendships. It's like a business arrangement, right? Riding a horse, like, there's a real respect there, but you don't want to, like, muddy it with friendship.
Sure. Did I ever tell you about the time I jumped on a pig's back?
No.
Ooh, no.
Crushed it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Never jump on a pig's back. If I can give one advice to everyone in Foon and on Earth, never jump on a pig's back. I don't know why they're called piggyback rides. Their skeletal structure is not sound enough for the weight of anyone.
But, Chunt, what if you were a sweet baby pig?
Aw, then absolutely jump on their back.
No, because then he would have had to fuck a baby pig.
I want my baby
what?
Pig, baby pig, baby pig. Wait, what did you say?
No, nothing.
Is that where you think babies come from?
Have you been looking at my song lyrics? Ooh, fuck a baby pig. Well, cut that out.
Usador, how would you define your relationship with your horse? Is it like a peer relationship, a friendship?
Well, I've known many horses over the years, and I have different friendship levels with many of them. Bunker here is a fine steed, and I'm so glad we were able to procure him along with the others this past week. Yet, I hold a very special place in my heart for Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon. Why, I just recently went on an adventure with him.
Oh.
Ooh, details.
Well, we had to find these artifacts for an elven queen. It's all chronicled behind the paywall.
Oh, that darn paywall. It seems like it's sprouted up overnight in Foon.
Damn you, paywall. One of these days, I shall tear thee down coin by coin.
And we're going to make the horses pay for the paywall.
But until then, feel free to sign up for Stitcher Premium.
You start looking up ahead on the horizon.
Yes, a flat line.
It looks like dark clouds are coming and...
Oh, dark clouds, you say? Why, that means another rainstorm. Why, but a week ago we did hide inside a cave and find something even worse than rain there.
But it's also getting colder.
Yes, yes it is. Well, it is the perfect time, since we have our horses now, for everyone to shrink down and get inside of my hat.
Wait, I was caught up in the rhythm of my horse. Did you say there's dark clouds coming?
You were caught up in the rhythm of your horse.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yes, dark clouds coming at us even now. And surely there shall be a rainfall so torrential that poor Seance will be cast the six ways into the pits of hell.
Arnie, torrential means tormented, but with potential.
Hmm.
When I was a teenager, I was so torrential. And I have the poetry to prove it.
But think of poor Seance. We must away quickly before Seance is destroyed once and for all. You're a beautiful little bone cat.
Seance, here.
Oh, who's a bone cat? Who's a Seance? What's him doing?
So, Usador, if we could have just safely hidden in your hat, why did we go into that weird cave last week?
Well, because I knew where the cave was. Now we're on the open road. There's nowhere else to go.
I can't believe we finally get to go inside the hat.
You think I'm going to waste going on my hat when we've got a guest lined up?
Arnie, this is our chance. Don't blow it.
All right, fine.
We've heard about the inside of his hat. We heard, you know, he rents it out as a bed and breakfast, that there's all this stuff he pulls out of it. It's got to be magical inside.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see that tavern that's supposed to be in there.
Oh, yes. So many accommodations and warm, cozy rooms. Places you have ne'er imagined nor dared to. Dangerous and forbidding. Beautiful and grotesque. You shall enter my hat and see wonders that shall crush your very brain.
Wait, I'm having...
Let's go. Herald,
oh, I'm getting smart.
Here we are. Arnie, knock on the door.
Okay.
Wait, Arnie, are we going to talk like this or normal?
I don't know.
If this is a choice or if I'm... Is this what's...
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought because we shrunk, I think my brain was like, this is how you talk now. And
yes.
That's when I assume, right? I make an assume. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Oh,
that sounds delicious.
You want a sume?
Oh, I'd love some assume.
Well, when we get out of this hat, I'll make you some.
Thank you very much.
If there's one thing I know about you, sir, he loves some assume.
Arnie, you have to knock on the door and you have to give them the password for us to get in.
Okay, what? But before I knock, what is the password?
I can't tell you.
Arnie, then it's not the password.
Hello?
Hi, we would like to go into this tank.
Yeah, Arnie, a polite attitude. That's the fucking password.
You had to give me the password. I'm Usador the doorkeeper.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me the password?
I can't tell you is the password.
I don't think so.
Arnie, it's password, not passphrase.
Okay, how about... Oh, no. Okay, that was my fault. I can't tell you.
All right, come on in.
Damn it.
All right.
You're good.
Yeah.
Ah, very good. Let us enter here. Ah,
whoa.
What a beautiful inn and tavern I have created here within mine hat. Do you not love it? Does it not remind you of our sweet Vermilion Minotaur?
It does remind me of the Vermilion Minotaur. where only everyone in here is you.
That's right. Everyone in here is me. Even me. Even though I'm outside of the hat still, obviously.
Wait, what? We're still on your head?
Yeah, Usador is riding the horse, and he's corralled your other horses. And I'm here as sort of an avatar of Usador.
Fuck, I'm freaking out. So wait, inside your hat, is there even tinier versions of us?
Absolutely. Let's go and see them.
No!
Holy shit, this is wild!
Tiny Chunt, Tiny Ani, this is Chunt and Ani.
Hello.
I keep doing that. Why do I keep doing that? Hello.
I don't know how to work that too.
All right. Well, this is already too confusing. Let's go back to the first level.
Oh. Huh.
Saddle up to the bar. Get yourself something to drink.
Oh. The bar stools are horses, so I will saddle up here. Whoa, easy, easy, boy. Easy bar stool.
Yes. This is where all the tiny horses go after I create them. They retire and become bar stools.
Oh. Wow, and their top hats are perfect as a coaster.
Exactly.
Arnie, what do you have it? I'm buying.
Are there any specials?
Your money's no good here.
Oh, fuck, then I guess we can't drink. Well,
no,
well
no,
good
no,
to see you. Oh.
You misunderstand. You need to pay nothing here, for I'm Usador the barkeep.
Oh, you can just say, I'm sorry. The way you phrased it was very confusing, as if I couldn't get a drink here. So next time, you can just say, like, drinks is free.
Well, then why don't you fuck off?
Oh, hey. Oh.
No, you misunderstand. I mean, I would love for you to engage in a sexual congress that brought you pleasure.
Ooh.
Did I say
so
that in a weird way, too?
No, I got it. I gleaned your intent.
Ah, excellent. Then tell me, what shall I give you to imbibe?
Oh, Arnie, do I ask for, like, a tiny mead with tiny raspberry? Or in the hat, is it just regular mead and raspberry?
Friend, lean in for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Is he talking to you or me?
Both of you.
Okay.
You needn't. Everything here is relatively the same size.
Tiny, okay. Tiny, we understand.
So, we don't need all the adjectives. We'll be fine.
Tiny, thank you.
You're welcome, Tiny.
Let's see. Well, I always get a mead with raspberry in it, so let me shake things up. Ooh, speaking of shake things up, can I get a Spartini? Arnie, a Spartini is a martini, but there's two tiny olives sparring inside of it.
Oh, wow.
There you are, one Spartini.
Ooh, and you have to drink it before one of them kills the other. Ooh,
yes, gosh. Be quick. And what shall I get for you, Arnold?
It's Arnie. I think I'll have a red potion.
A red potion. Why,
no, no,
certainly.
No. Sorry. Sorry, Tiny, no. Tiny, no.
Oh, it's a tiny red potion.
No.
A tiny red potion.
I don't even think you should have a tiny one.
Okay, give him a green potion.
I'll have a slumber cup.
A slumber cup it is. Here you are, friend. Thimble, I served it to you in to show you how tiny it is.
And smack. Knock it on the floor. Arnie, this episode is just the three of us. We can't have any slumber cups.
I know. Why is it every time I like something, I abuse it to the point where I'm not allowed to have it anymore?
Well, can I get you another drink, friend?
Yes. You know what he'll have? He'll have one of your strong dark ales. They're very good in here.
Very good, friend. I shall bring it to you forthwith.
Usador, can I ask you something for a second while bartender Usador?
Forthwith?
Maybe I'm imagining this, but it seemed like there was a weird tension between you and bartender Usador.
Well, we had a thing.
Oh,
like a fling. We had a little fling.
Oh.
Yeah, Avatar Usador, me, and Barkeeper Usador. We're entangled for but a short time.
Are you called Avatar Usador because you're in 3D?
We're all in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Usador and Usador, sitting in a hat.
Kissing and kissing.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Oh, good one. I was going to say I've never come across this circumstance before where a wizard shrinks himself and then fucks a tiny version of him inside his own hat.
Well, it's sort of a run-of-the-mill thing here. I mean, the person you definitely don't want to talk to is depressed Usador there at the end of the bar.
Oh. That's weird. You say I don't want to talk to him, but now I kind of want to talk to him.
Yeah, especially since his tail fell off.
Why would you want to talk to me?
Oh, hey.
Oh. I can't tell if he's depressed or old. Are you old, Usador?
I'm both. No one wants to talk to me. Well, I have nothing to offer this world. I have failed in everything I have ever tried to do.
Oh, buddy, you realize when you say no one wants to talk to you and we're already talking to you, you're calling us nobodies? Rude.
You see,
I don't mean to be rude. I ruin everything I touch. I drink too much. I yell too loudly. And I push people away when all I want to do is bring them closer.
Arnie, wow, these are all the complaints we had about full-size Usador.
I was going to say, this is the first Usador that seems to have, like, self-awareness.
I pay no attention to that Usador, for he knows nothing of himself.
Wait, here. No, it sounds like he's taking full accountability.
No, let's go find some other fun people to talk to.
Ooh, Arnie. Oh, hold up. You guys hang back. I'm going to go talk to sexy Usador.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be in this part. You got it.
Let me think of a good... I got one. Excuse me, sexy Usador.
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10, you're a 9, and I'm the one you need.
Oh.
It's a math joke.
No, but it's absolutely the truth at the same time.
Huh?
Have you ever been petted just like this? Oh. How luxurious your fur is.
Thank you.
Could I convince you to come upstairs with me and spend the evening with me? I shall read you poetry and feed you grapes. And then I shall kiss your little toes.
That's really not my thing, but thank you.
What is your thing?
I guess I like sex.
Oh. I was working up to that. I thought...
Oh, I'm sorry to butt in. I thought
you weren't in this part.
I know, but you seem to have gotten through the math part, so I felt like it was more safe for me. I think... Look, I don't know, but I think Chunt is more just into sex in the abstract.
Well, I've never done it that way, but I'm willing to learn. I shall take you to new heights of pleasure, the likes of which you have never known.
Wait, you've never done it before, but you're willing to learn. But you think you can guarantee you'll take me to new heights? Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. You have to, you have to learn how to fuck before you can crawl.
That's all right.
Is that the term?
Let me disrobe before you.
Sexy Usador looks almost exactly like regular Usador. But he has a confidence that's appealing.
Oh, but this voice, it's so luxurious and so reassuring. Don't you feel comforted just listening to me right now?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm meditating. And also, I'm so calmed by your blue nipples.
Oh, yes.
That can't be good.
Are they getting enough oxygen?
It's the best. Do you know how fire works?
Do I know? Okay. There's a space between fire and works. Yes, I know how fire works.
There's red hot.
Uh-huh.
Then there is white hot.
Okay.
But before you get to white hot, there's blue hot.
Yeah.
Well, just like these nipples right here.
Well, since they're blue, I'm going to call them blipples.
That's a good idea. A beautiful, sexy idea. Here, Arnie, you touch one, too.
Ooh, why do we have to talk about white hot? Why do we have to talk about the hotness that's hotter than blue?
Arnie, you go clockwise. I'll go counterclockwise.
Why are we doing this?
Do you think it's weird, Arnie, also, that he asked me if I knew how fire works, and then I said yes, and then he explained how fire works?
Chunt, do you know why the sun rises every day?
I want to say because somebody got impaled by a bull.
To attempt to be as beautiful as you.
Aw.
That seems wrong. That can't be right.
No, let him finish. Is there more?
Yes. And then every day, it spends 12 hours trying to be as beautiful as you. And when it realizes it cannot win, it recedes into the horizon. And then the next morning, it attempts again and fails day after day.
You know, sexy Usador, you seem like the kind of...
Here, let me put my fingers in your mouth.
This is great.
This is great. I love this.
I'm sorry, you were asking me a question.
That was a lot. Although I have to admit, those fingers tasted surprisingly good.
Oh, yes. They taste just like chicken.
Chicken sexy fingers. Sexy Usador, I was going to say, you seem like the kind of wizard who really likes... Maybe it's not right to say you like a challenge, but you're sort of drawn to not necessarily the easiest conquest. Is that right?
I suppose that I've seen much in my life, and I hope to encounter new experiences, which I suppose does mean that, yea, a challenge be necessary to satiate my many lustful desires.
I'm just saying, looking around the room, there's a lot of real weird, freaky Usidors here.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's kind of overlooking depressed Usidor.
You're best off to not engage with him or to interact with him, because if that, we have to keep that guy in control.
Okay. I was just saying, like, maybe you could give him a new lease on life.
No, that would be the worst thing possible. If depressed Usidor finally had some courage, he would destroy the true Usidor.
What?
Imagine a Usidor lacking confidence. A Usidor who actually had the ability to reflect upon his own actions. I can't even think about it. I can't think about it.
Sorry, can I stop going counterclockwise on your blipple?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, thank you.
Chun, I feel like we've stumbled onto something a little more complicated than we expected going on inside.
You think?
So how's it going over here? I saw you talking to sexy Usidor.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Are you going to go upstairs with him?
Usidor, is this crazy? But I felt like I sensed a sort of tension between you and sexy Usidor.
Oh, we had a thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a while back. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, if I met someone with chicken fingers, I'd never let him go.
Oh, man. Gotta love those chicken fingers, right?
So good. Finger licking good.
Usidor, can I ask, are we safe here?
What? Of course, you're perfectly safe. Why wouldn't you be safe?
No, I don't. I'm just double checking. Can I ask, are you safe here?
Me? Well, yes, I'm outside riding the horses towards our destination, where we shall have Wizard's Council in but a week's time, and then we shall spend 3 to 4 days, I haven't seen the whole program yet, learning everything we need to know to bring our forces together. And this here, in mine hat, is but a respite before we do engage in this great event that shall surely turn the tide against the Dark Lord.
For sure. But... if you die in this hat, do you die in real life?
I never thought about that. I mean, usually Usidors don't try to kill each other inside the hat.
There's two in the corner killing each other right now.
Yeah, well, that's Murder Usidor and Death Wish Usidor.
Oh. Isn't that a weird mustache? Yeah,
there's an exception to every rule, Chunk.
Sure. Yeah, that one is grabbing his sword and pulling it into his tummy.
Yeah, they get along great.
Yeah, I guess
they were meant for each other.
If the sword fits. There's something sexual behind that.
I know. Also, why did he run him through in the eye?
Look, this entire place is charged with sexuality. That cannot be denied. But I just ask you to simply enjoy yourselves. Order another drink. Let's sit at our old table and enjoy ourselves just as if we were back at the Vermilion Minotaur. What say thee?
Our old table?
Yes.
Wow, this
it's right
table.
Over here, behind this curtain. I've recreated it almost exactly.
Except, of course, in the Vermilion Minotaur, there's no curtain.
That's right. No curtain. And the table didn't have these nipples.
No.
Arnie, let's play a game. Let's try and guess the name of this tavern.
Okay.
I'll go first. Let's see here. So, we're inside a hat.
Yes.
And then there's also a lot of Usidors here with tiny hats. So there's a lot of hats going on. Besides Usidor, there's nobody here. I have to imagine they make $0 a year. So I'm going to call it Lids.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like that. My guess, looking around, there's a lot of wizards that are all Usidor. Mm-hmm. They have the power to, like, shoot lightning out of their fingers. I'm going to call it Zapplebee's. What's your next guess?
I want to cede my time to further explore Zapplebee's.
Okay, yeah.
Usidor.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Regular Usidor.
Oh, is that me? Yes, I suppose so. You didn't want to talk to the table full of animal Usidors?
Later I do, later. Of course. How come all 10 of them all cacod? They're all different animals.
I don't know. I think it's an inside joke.
Because we're inside a hat.
Yeah, all jokes in here are inside jokes.
That's a very good point.
Usidor, we're trying to get... sorry, regular Usidor, we're trying to guess the name of this tavern. Does it have a name?
Oh, well, we've been kicking around names. We were thinking of Brim and Brew, I think was one that you suggested.
That's a good one.
Very nice.
I think, you know, I was thinking of something that was like a hat pun.
I think I have it.
What is it?
The nightcap?
Oh. Mm. I like that. I like that a lot.
And night could be spelled one of two ways.
Oh, yes. Oh, the nightcap. That's very good.
N-I-G-H-T or N-I-I-G-H-T.
You know what, Chunt? That one just shot to the top of the list.
Ooh, I made the use of the word top 100.
Here, let me just cross out Fuddruckers. And in its place, I'll put the nightcap.
Here, let me just rip up my Benny Fudd's fanfiction. No one wants to read that.
Well, yeah, can I bring you something to eat? What would you like? Anything at all?
Oh, boy. Is the menu here similar to the Vermilion Minotaur? Do you have any sort of, like, hat specialties?
Well, it's very similar. What were some of your favorite things there?
Usador, you don't need to worry about our orders. I think it looks like waiter Usador is coming over.
Hello, may I serve you?
What's this red little vest you got on? Shouldn't that be a blue vest?
Yes, well, the management insists that I wear the red one.
Huh. Arnie, watch this. Oh, waiter Usador.
Yes.
Hey, this guy next to me, Arnie, it's his birthday today.
Oh.
So did you want to do something?
Yes. Don't worry. I'll come back and I'll sing a song when he least expects it.
I think even now he's not expecting.
Yeah. Happy, 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 happy birthday, Arnold.
It's Arnie to thank you. It ends.
That was perfect.
You have it right, except for you can't, and it ends.
Arnie, it's so sad. I think he forgot the words, so he kept repeating happy until his brain kicked in and gave him the rest.
Yes, well, can I get you anything else? Or is it anyone else's birthday?
It is actually Chunt's birthday as well.
Happy, 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 happy birthday!
Chunt. Thank you so much. It makes sense that Waiter Usador is also biding his time until he gets cast in the musical.
Yes. Here are your menus and my headshots on the other side.
Oh, wow.
These look old. Like, how long ago did you get these headshots?
Just a century ago.
Under special skills, it says you know how to drive stick shit. That's not a special skill, my man.
Oh, no, it is. It's a very strange and rare way to ride a horse, where you put a stick in their butt, mm-hmm. and you move it around to help them go faster.
Huh. Well, asked and answered.
Asked and answered.
Asked and answered. Let's see here. Arnie, look at the menu here.
Would you like some of the assume?
actually, I nobody makes it like me, so I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave that till later. Ooh, Arnie, do you want to
split? You like your own asume, is what you're saying.
Everyone likes to eat their own asume, if they can reach it, because mm-hmm. you have to cool it on a windowsill up high. Arnie, do you want to split the baby hat ribs?
Sure.
Can we get an order? Let's get an order of the baby hat ribs.
All right.
What else? Can we have the fitted olives? We'll have a bowl of the fitted olives.
Absolutely.
I'm very curious. I don't know. This seemed like a theme thing on the menu. I guess we have a bowl of the tiny Usadors.
Of course.
And, of course. And also some mushroom caps and what else here?
I wonder if those are going to be like cookies that are shaped like Usador.
The mushroom caps? You're fucking idiot. Arnie, you're my best friend. You're a fucking idiot. What else? Let's see.
You know
here.
What? One of these days we're going to go into my hat and everyone's going to fucking kick your ass.
You have a hat?
You have a hat? I don't, but one of these days I'm going to get a hat and magic, and then I'm going to make a tavern inside my magic hat.
All right.
That'll probably be like season 7.
All right.
Oh, and one more thing, and yes. We'll take some brim chi for the table.
Oh, excellent, sir. I'll bring all of that out right away. Would you like to start with the bowl, Tiny Usadors?
Yes, but right before that, could you bring us a segue to commercial, Usador? Because I think it's about time for a break.
Wait, there's a Usador that's standing over there with a sign that says Segway Usador. Hey, buddy, come over here. It's your time to shine. Take it away.
Don't worry, folks. We'll be right back.
He's got a little horn. That's a dog. Sorry to call your dog a horn.
And now more. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, thanks, Segway Usador.
Yeah, thank you, Segway Usador. No, I'm so sorry. We weren't talking to you, motorized Segway Usador.
Yes, what? I've been meaning to ask you, Arnie. What the hell is that?
I can't believe he has motors for eyes.
That's not one that I'm really that familiar with. It seems like more of an Earth thing, like a strange motorized conveyance.
Yeah, there's a lot of steam coming out of there.
Usador, how many of these Usadors are you even consciously aware of? I guess I don't understand, like, how much of this is you.
It's all me.
Well, how many of these have you had a thing with?
Let's see. There's Barkeep Usador. There's Password Usador. There's Bear Bird, Turtle, Pelican.
What about Bad Fuck Usador over there?
Oh, yeah. I had a thing with Bad Fuck. There's Sexy Usador. There's Death Wish Usador. Depressed Usador.
Oh, there's Death Wish 2 Usador. He's right behind Death Wish, waiting his turn.
Most of them. I think most of them, yeah.
Oh, Usador, would you mind... it looks like the food's almost ready. Would you mind going up and grabbing us some napkins? And I know you can magic us some napkins, but I would really prefer the ones at the bar.
Oh, certainly. I have no problem with perambulation.
Thanks, buddy.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Let's invite over Depressed Usador. We gotta cheer this guy up. I feel so bad for him.
Because he's a part of Usador. He's our buddy, and I feel bad that he's so down on himself.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd like to give him shit, but I don't want him to be that.
Yeah. Of course. Let's never stop that.
He should feel that way, but I don't want him to feel that way.
Yeah. But if there's even a tiny part of big, regular Usador that's depressed or sad, we gotta fix that. We gotta cheer it up.
I know a person can't have an emotional range that involves any lows. Everyone's gotta have a manic energy like us.
Exactly. Wee-hee! Hey, Depressed Usador.
Yeah?
Can I call you Depressador?
Sure, I don't care.
We saved a seat for you. Want to come over here and be with us?
Yeah, come join us at this. Come
Thank
join
you.
Us at make this any very difference, table. Really. No.
Can't make a difference at all. Look at you, my good friends. Chunt.
Yeah?
Arnie. Mm-hmm. How I've already failed you.
Wait, you already know us?
Of course I know you.
Do all the Usadors in here know us?
Yes!
There's Confirmation Usador. Thank you, Confirmation Usador. Also, he seems to have a lot of checks from his relatives.
Yeah, he's right next to First Communion Usador.
Look, I don't understand completely how Usador myself has splintered up in such a way. And some are so slight and have such specific uses, and yet I carry the burden that I must carry, knowing that for the last 5 years, I should have defeated the Dark Lord, and now I know, Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
If I fail to protect you, the most important person in all of food...
I know, I am the most important person.
Also, I'm so sorry, Depressador, can you never again mention the words last 5 years around Waiter Usador? Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
No. It's just the last 5 years, I think, would set him off into his singing again. So,
right.
No, it's no worse. Depressador, look at look at that beard. Beautiful beard.
This beard right here?
Yeah.
I glued it on this morning because mine fell off.
It is made of feathers. I just noticed that. You burned your beard off again.
Yes. Your beard fell off? Did it fall off after you took a blade to it?
No blade was needed. Oh, how I have failed.
Usador.
I failed you, Arnie, and you were killed. And the most important person in Foon dies. Foon is not only lost. My two wonderful friends.
Yeah. Usador, first and foremost... You don't have to worry about failing us. We know you failed us. You failed us week after week.
Arnie.
No, it's true. Oh. This is the thing. It's okay.
How dare you?
It's okay.
How dare you?
No. But that's what I mean. I failed you. Chun's failed me. We've all failed. Like, we've mutually failed each other time and time again, but we're still buddies.
Of course you failed me. You're both massive failures, but I am
massive.
I'm the one that has the ability to actually do something nobody expects anything from you.
What the fuck?
Hold on. I was trying to have a sort of counterintuitive but still kind of like emotionally buoyant opinion, but a massive failure?
Yeah, and also, I have powers. I mean, I can just shapeshift. It's not much, but in a pinch, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you two colossal fuck-ups. Get down and give me 20. Come on, out of the booth and give me 20.
Oh, no. It's personal trainer, Usador.
That's right. We're going to whip you into shape, and then you're going to be a real menace for that Dark Lord.
There's no reason to even bother. Leave them be. They're pathetic. They'll never be anything. They don't even want to be anything. They like talking about their buttholes.
Well, we don't like it. It just comes up a lot. Yeah.
Everyone likes talking about the buttholes, but that doesn't mean you can't squeeze it out and get a muscle going. Here, now, get down on the ground.
Wait, hold on.
Get a muscle going.
What you heard that? Me. Get on the ground.
Yes, sir. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Arnold, you're not pulling your weight. I said Chun doing his push-ups.
He's definitely squeezing it out and getting a muscle going, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, here, just do what Chun did.
I'm not a shapeshifter.
Arnie, just lay on the ground and count. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
2032.
I've never seen anyone take so long to get down on the ground, Arnold. That's pathetic.
I'm working my way up to it emotionally.
All right. You two lowlives, why don't you just sit here and think about what you've done? And when you're done thinking about what you've done, get in the showers.
There's showers in there? There are showers here? Is that why Usador's hair is always so wet?
No, that's not the reason my hair is always so wet.
Look, Usador, depressed Usador, if you're both so worried about me dying, which, hey, I get is a legitimate concern because I die easily, and also I am the most important person in all of Foon. Just like magic it, right? Just make me, like, unkillable. That solves a lot of your problems.
If only I could. If only I had the power to make you immortal or nearly indestructible. I don't have the power. That's why I keep searching, leaving you week after week to come back just in time for the podcast, hoping that I'll find some artifact or some bit of arcane knowledge that shall allow me to help you. And oh, sweet Chunt, I don't even know what to do for you.
Oh, I don't know how to take that. Is that a compliment or is that a fuck you?
No, it's not a fuck you. No, I want to help you, but I don't know how to get Eggy Baby back to you. I don't know how to get Two-Store back to you. I fear I failed you beyond repair at this point, and there's still maybe a chance to help Arnie in some
coming. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Hey, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not on you. Hey, Depressador, it's not on you. You're one Usador, okay?
What? Yeah.
Anything that happens in life, you know, there's three of us. Well, right now there's like fucking 400 of us. But basically, usually there's three of us. And that means the responsibility and the accountability is on all three of us. And sometimes maybe one person carries the full load, sometimes two. But it's on all three of us to get through this, okay? You can't do it alone.
It's not your job to save us. It's your job to be there for us. That's it.
Arnie, what were those things on Earth you told me about? After school specials that had good messages for moments like these?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the after school special sayings or phrases?
Okay, so for one thing, one of us could be Jodie Foster. We could take a lot of pills and jump out of a window.
Oh, what? Here, I have an idea.
How does that help?
Depressador.
Yeah?
I found this under your bed. You want to explain, young man?
I learned it from watching you.
Shit, Arnie, he's got me there.
That's true.
I held up some Morglorb, and he definitely saw me take Morglorb.
Yeah, he's been watching you take drugs a lot lately. Here's the thing. You've been taking a lot of drugs lately, and also Usador has been watching you in a weird way.
We have our own little ecosystem.
I don't mean to be so weird, so off-putting, but when you're a wizard,
and there are so many conflicting voices and powers inside of you. It's nearly impossible to relate to people the way people are meant to relate.
Wow. But, Usador, that's the way people relate to people, by feeling like they're not doing it right.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't want to take away your defining characteristics, Depressed Usador, but all these things seem very normal to me.
Oh, well, I was also partially trying to justify next week being a shit show, potentially.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're... Yeah, okay.
But I hear what you're saying.
Oh, I get it.
We're all doing our best.
We're all doing our best, and we're all going through shit, you know?
Yeah.
To use Waiter Usador's terminology, you can't compare your backstage to everyone else's onstage.
My ears are burning. Here are your bowls of tiny Usadors.
Ooh, let's meet some of these.
Eat me. I'm delicious and crunchy milk.
I'm delicious and crunchy milk.
You fucking hurt me. Eat me.
Whoa. All right. Ooh, tastes like chicken. I never had chicken for cereal.
I'm going to pass on the tiny Usadors.
You're going to pass? You're too good to eat a bowl of crunchy Usadoros.
I didn't say I was too good for it. It's just, I don't know. I'm a picky eater, I guess.
Arnie won't even eat a bowl of me. And I named them Usadoros instead of Usados.
Oh, and they're turning the milk blue.
Isn't that fun?
Very fun.
A couple of them are pooping.
I still can't get over that this cereal is savory. It's just really off-putting. It's but good, strange. But good.
Can we talk to the chef, Usador?
Yes.
What's your background, Chef Usador? Where'd you train? I assume Cordon Bleu because of the colors.
Yes, I trained at the Cordon Bleu, and I've come here to work in Usador's hut. And I am sad that you did not enjoy this delicious meal I've made for you.
Wait a second, a tiny French accented chef hiding inside someone's hat? That doesn't seem very... practical.
Oh, this is scam artist Usador, you motherfucker.
Sacre bleu, what is French?
Yeah, what is French?
Zoink, I took your money. Goodbye.
Oh, is French when you're friends with a henchman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that why you French kissed that henchman?
We promised not to talk about that.
We promised. We broke our promise. We always break our promises.
Usador, is it possible that there's all this heightened anxiety around the tavern inside your hat right now because we're on our way to the Wizard Council? Are you?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, it's not going to be awkward to see Genlevia or Spintax or any of the other wizards. I'm sure it should be fine. I'm sure they'll welcome me back into the ranks without any problems at all.
They've made it very clear that they're really mad at you. It's okay to be stressed out about that.
You know what isn't okay? Trying to cross Usador. Because Usador will find you and will hunt you down until he takes his vengeance. For you see, I cannot be killed. And I have a certain set of skills. And I'm not afraid to use them on the likes of you. Kneecap.
It's Arnie. Would I refer to you as Taken Usador?
I'm sure I don't know what that means.
Arnie, did your parents ever think about naming you Liam Kneecap?
I mean, not at first, but later on, decades later, they regretted not naming me that.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me in there?
Oh, Arnie, this is Usador... Zero, this is the
Don't call
Usador.
Him Usador Zero. That's a name we call him behind his back.
No, it's true. I have all the same flavor and none of the calories.
I can't tell if he's... Are you yelling at us or are you projecting your voice inside the hat?
I'm projecting my voice inside of the hat. I'm just staring blankly forward into space ahead of me. My voice is just echoing into your heads through my hat.
How's it going out there?
The sky has cleared up a little bit. It only rained for a very brief amount of time. How is Seance doing?
Seance is good. He's mostly... there seems to be a cat lover Usador in here. He's mostly been hanging out with him.
Oh, yes. There are many wonderful Usadors in there. You should get to know them all. But as soon as you're done,
I miss you, my friends. Come out and let us enjoy each other's company.
We're just hanging out with Depressed Usador, even though several versions of you told us that we should not.
Oh, yes. You should, I wouldn't really dig too deep there. You could just talk to like Sexy Usador or Crossword Usador.
Ooh, Crossword Usador. Why does he keep steering us towards Sexy Usador?
I don't think we've come across Crossword Usador. Oh, he's down there.
What is 17 down? Four letters. What goes up must come.
Oh, hey, buddy. I think the word you're looking for is clown.
Well, I'll have to put the C and the L in a box together. But
I was in a relationship with somebody in the circus, and they always said, what goes up must come, clown.
That's very good. Yeah, the difficult thing about crosswords is a lot of people think only one letter can go in a box, but I don't agree with that method.
Chunt, you don't talk too much about that clown you used to date, but you did mention that he was always talking about how he must come clown. Look, hey, I am what I am. I'm a must come clown.
Yeah, it was getting pretty serious. I put two rings on it. Couldn't bring myself to put a third. Oh, there's Crossword Usador, and then there's Crow's Sword Usador. Hello, Crow's Sword Usador.
Oh, as with two swords drawn is this Usador. And ne'er shall I be caught unawares. Oh, if you do attempt to fight me, watch out, for I may cut off your hand with this sword, and then cut off your nose with this one, and then your hand with the other one, and then the rest of your arm with this one, and my sword's always ready to attack.
Wow, that was intense. Hey, Arnie, I just realized something. You know when we sat down at the table and the table had nipples?
Mm-hmm.
That table's a Usador.
Oh.
At this very table, all of my dreams have come true. How I long to be the table where all the tales have been told, lo, these many years.
Do we call him Table Door or Usatable? My mom always told me Usatable. Stop eating on the floor. Use the table.
Was that a common problem around your house?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You can call me Zonininhug Stangjes. It's my name at IKEA.
Ooh, Arnie, I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
Let's have all the Usadors we've met so far do their names.
Their full names?
Their full names. Because you know each one probably has a different set of names.
Well, first of all, out of respect, let's start with regular Usador.
Yeah.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fearing Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonininhug Stangjes, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and here within this hat, they do call me Avatar Usador, or regular Usador, for I am the prime Usador. It shrunk down so that my other self may continue to perambulate through the world.
Great, that's one down. Now, everyone! Arnie, they all spoke at once, which was glorious and also very cacophonous, but I did catch Waiter Usador said, I'm also known as Gaswanius Maystar in an upcoming production. Which is, I mean, after hearing him singing Happy Birthday, not a reality.
Not gonna happen. Yeah.
Oh, Arnie, you know the one Usador I didn't hear say his full name?
Depressed Usador.
Shall I here enumerate my names? Some blithering fool who does not know when people do not want to hear him prattling on.
I can't tell if he's started or if he's debating whether or not to start.
I am Usador, the blue wizard, defaced and defamed and defrocked. I am a fool and unloved, and none shall e'er know me by any name. For as I continue to fail in my many tasks, it is assured that history shall forget me, and the Dark Lord shall rule over all.
Is that all that's making you sad?
You lost your frock?
We'll get you a new one, buddy.
Did you hear what I said? The Dark Lord will rule over all. There is no point in fighting him. We must go to him now and join his ranks, for otherwise our destruction is assured.
Wait a second. Oh, shit. This whole time I thought we needed to be friends with Depressed Usador, maybe sit next to him, hold his hand, just sort of be there for him. But I didn't realize the reason everyone wants us to avoid Depressed Usador is this is the Usador without hope. This is the part of Usador that is like, maybe we should just give up and give in to the Dark Lord.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking coward. It's terrifying.
Throw in the towel. There's no point in going on. You're all lost. This is the end. Shall be like the beginning when there was nothing, and the goddesses stood up and drew something out of the nothing, but it shall be in reverse, where all of the somethings go into nothing, and all that's left is the darkness of that dark wizard who did raise himself up from our ranks and make a fool of us all. You shall feel his wrath and destruction, lest you do now take bended knees.
Oh, all right, sit down.
Usador, how do you deal with this guy?
How do you deal with it? How do you deal with the things that upset you and scare you and are upsetting? You just have to go on.
I just throw myself into a new creative project and try to keep as busy as possible.
Yeah, the little guys in my head that say this shit, I just swallow them down, bury them real deep.
Well, maybe we should talk to each other more about these things to help us cope with them better. If you're afraid of something, I want to know, because then I can help you. Hmm. And obviously, that's what I'm most afraid of, that I am not able to help you.
Oh. Thank you for sharing that with us, Usador. Sorry, regular Usador.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Usador, you're usually so full of bluster and confidence that, you know, I feel safe in just responding with a hearty fuck off, but I guess I would never guess that there was so much doubt and secret desire to give in to the Dark Lord.
Yeah, but you're really focusing on this one Usador out of like 400. There's a barkeep Usador. I mean, like, we're really running the gamut here.
Yeah, Arnie, let's have some fun. Ooh, hey, Southern Gentleman Usador.
Why, yes.
Hey, Automaton Usador.
Yep.
Hey, John Sebastian.
Yes? What do you need?
Hey, Frog Usador. I wish they'd say more than just hi.
I know. They just are staring at us. They're all standing here. We call them to the table, and they just stare at us.
Oh, there's an owl. Hey, Usador.
To be fair, you called us over, and that didn't go follow up with anything.
Yeah, this is my bad.
We're just waiting attentively for a question or something. We don't get a lot of visitors other than Usadors here.
Yeah. Let's call over more.
Hey, look.
It's that nerdy Usador. Usadork.
What?
Hey, Nonstop Danceador.
Oh, yeah, gotta get down. Gotta keep him down. Ow.
Oh, there's the litigious wizard, Susador.
You two gentlemen have been in this bar for a long time, and you have so far failed to pay for a single drink. So
get out of here, ASMR Dador. We're talking to Susador.
I know.
You two are in big trouble. I am going to sue each one of you for everything you're worth because you've made a fool of me. That's right, a defamation suit. For all the years you've dragged my name through the mud.
Oh, shit, a defecation suit. He's on to us.
That's right.
Well, hold on. We'll see if we're in trouble. Let's see the wizard who's been tallying points this whole time. Use a score.
Looks like Chunt wins.
Hell yeah.
What else?
Use a whore? Oh, Arnie, look what we're standing on. Use a floor.
Oh, what the whole floor? That's right. I did notice for a second this floor has nipples.
I tripped over blue nipple.
You can call me Zonin and Hooplexus.
Not your best work.
Hey, what am I supposed to do?
What's that blue cow? Oh, Moosador. Wow, I don't know what I was expecting. Oh, there we go.
I hesitate to call them over, but I am curious about Two Life Crusador.
No, thank you.
Oh, this wizard looks sick. Flusador?
I'm Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Stesius. It's you.
Oh, and this one's golfing. Usafar.
Usafar.
Sorry, Echo Usador. Can you make way for Usafar?
Oh, sorry.
ASMR Ador, get out of here.
No, it's hard to tell us apart because I'm golf announcer Usador.
I'm ASMR Usador,
and I'm a little bit different than Golf Usador. It's just saying what Golf Usador is doing. He's approaching the green. He's getting angry because green is making him think of Spintax. So he usually has a bad putting game. But here it goes. He is pulling back that putter, and he is throwing it into the sky with all the magical power that a wizard has. And it's flying through the sky, up and up and up, and that putter is gone. Ball's still sitting far away from
it. What do you think about all that, Tight 5 Usador?
Well, what I've got to say is, whoa, you got these. If you have seen this many Usadors, you've got to know that, like, they don't know what they're talking about. Have you ever spent any time with the Usador? It's nuts in there. You gotta just hang out and be cool. Try to pretend like you're friends with him, but you can't be friends with a guy like
that. Oh, it's true. It's so true.
Keep in mind, this is his best 5 minutes.
This is the best 5 minutes I got.
Well, I'm kind of weirdly drawn to the McClanahan, Rusador.
Well, I suppose you would be, Arnie. I knew you'd find me the most attractive of them all. You know, Arnie... Mm-hmm. I may be an older wizard, but yeah. I still have it where it counts, in the sack.
Ooh. The sack of potatoes?
How dare you.
Oh, he slapped you. Sorry, Arnie, there's one Usador that's been standing over there the whole time, mm-hmm. and I've been waiting this entire episode to see what he says or does. Do you mind if I talk to Mountain Deucidor?
Please. But there's several of him.
Oh, there's a red one.
Different
flavors.
There's
a green one. There's one that makes my penis smaller, so I hear. Hey, Mountain Deucidor.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, he's out of control.
What's going on? I'm amped up and I'm ready to go.
His eyes are as big as plates.
Yeah. What do you need? You want a horse? You want some more glorp?
Oh, there's blood coming out of his hair.
Oh, you want some hair blood?
No, thank you.
All right. I gotta go.
Usador, thank you so much for letting us into the tavern inside your head.
Oh, yeah, you can come in here anytime. Well, it's inside my hat. It's not inside my head.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can't imagine what weird shit's going on inside your head.
Oh, you want to go to the tavern inside my head?
No. I mean, eventually.
Yeah, but let's give it like 40 episodes or so before we get to that.
All right.
You know what? Do you mind if we take some time and read an email in your hat?
Please, that's classic tavern.
That is true. All right, here I have one. Hey, tavern gang. I started listening to the podcast just this past August, but luckily I was driving long hours in the Yukon for work and have already caught up to current episodes.
Yukon, do it! Sorry, I don't know why I felt the need to yell that.
I owe you guys for lots of laughs and keeping me company across the Great White North. And so I thought I could offer some geology advice for your current predicament. From the sounds of your last meeting with Arnor, obsidian has become a rare and precious commodity in Foon. That's right. User, obsidian is one of the only things that can kill a wizard, and lately almost all of the obsidian in Foon is gone.
And we may have the very last remnants entirely here with my sword, Usador's hand, and, of course, Arnor's balls.
These little obsidian balls from Arnor. Right. We're probably not going to use those, though, really, right?
We'll see.
Anyway, back to the email. Obsidian has become a rare and precious commodity in Foon, but I know how you could get some more. Obsidian is volcanic glass and forms when lava falls into ocean water. So, if you know how to make a volcano erupt, you could have as much obsidian as you wanted.
Oh, I know how to make a volcano erupt. Oh, yeah, baby. Magma.
Oh, I hear you're talking about eruptions.
Oh, sexy Usador.
Well, I don't know anything. I wasn't aware that that's how it was created. This arcane knowledge from your world. may turn our world on its head. But I fear all the volcanoes are controlled right now by the Dark Lord, so we must keep this information secret.
Yeah, this is quite a revelation. This is a potentially carefully constructed storyline-shifting revelation.
You know, I always thought that when volcanoes erupted, they made pumas. That's how pumas were born. You know, those big black cats with holes in them? Real porous cats? You know, you use one of the... You know if you're in the shower and, like, your feet have, like, a callus, you take a puma and you scrape it on the bottom of your foot and the cat claws off a lot of the dead skin. You know, pumas.
Am I crazy?
Am I crazy? Pumas.
Keep in mind, this is his best 5 minutes of material.
What else? Anybody here from Usador's hats?
I am. We are.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
There's a little bit more in this email. I'll quick try to get through it. If this doesn't work... Well, as we all know, geologists on Earth are required by law to keep hordes of rock on hand at all times. So I have my own share of obsidian just lying around the house. I know, like a powerful weapon. From the hair growth spell debacle, we know Usador's spells work across dimensions. So if he wants, I offer up my obsidian for summoning into Foon. Maybe they'll be useful, maybe not, but at the very least, Usador can have some fun new rocks to play with. Been there, brother. Thank you for the many hours of laughs, and don't tell the other two, Arnie, but P.S., you're my favorites by far. Sorry, I don't think I was supposed to read that part out loud. Sincerely, your newest Canadian fan, Kay.
I knew it. I'm not the most popular one.
Depressed Usador, this is just one mixed-up geologist. This is someone who spends a lot of time with rocks. They don't necessarily make the best judgment calls.
The Dark Lord will eat your face.
Fuck you, Depressed Usador. Why do I keep trying to console you? You're the bad one.
Yeah, fuck off.
Oh.
Regular Usador, when you yelled at him, Depressed Usador, or Deprusador as I've been calling him, got a little bit smaller.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep him in check. If he grows out of control, I mean, we could have a... real problem.
Arnie laughed.
I wasn't paying attention, so.
You're their favorite.
He'd kill you both.
Yeah. Guys, we're probably going to end up doing an episode on top of a volcano someday, aren't we?
Ooh.
Oh, you can only hope. I've really been looking forward to a big fight on top of a volcano. I'm sure it won't be anticlimactic.
Ooh, I can't wait for that specific rim job.
Thanks a fucking lot, Kay.
Finally, an episode without all that bothersome visiting talent. It's like taking your favorite meal and saying, "What if I could spend an hour with just the legs of the table the meal is usually served on?" All the many different Usadors, kind of our spin on being John Malkovich by way of the Gilbert Gottfried School of Acting, were portrayed by Matt Young. Chunt, the talking badger, was played by Adil Rafai. Can you imagine a world with dozens and dozens of people just like Adil? I can. It was called Improv Olympic. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Remember to add your name to the online waiting list so you can be among the first to have the Usador's Hat LEGO playset. The first in LEGO history to be designated a super extreme choking hazard. According to the National Commission on Swallowable Bric-a-Brac, of all the choking hazards, the Usador's Hat playset has to be the chokingest. Spin the wheel of fate and pre-order yours today.
Oh, hey, is that post-credits, Usador?
I am post-credits, Usador. Master of being after the show. Manipulator of post-credit nonsense.
That's the Usador that doesn't make the regular cut of the show.
That's the thing. This is why you put post-credits, Usador, after the credits. Not ready for prime time.